I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1912. That was a day of tragedy for workers in the gold fields of Serbia. Gold miners by the Lena River in southeast Serbia worked under brutal conditions. The Lena Gold Mining Joint Stock Company ran the mining operation. The lucrative gold mines lined the pockets of shareholders, including Russian aristocrats and British industrialists. But the workers saw very little of the bounty they mined. They toiled for 16 hours a day for low wages. To make matters worse, workers were often paid in coupons they could cash in for food at the company store. The quality of the food was poor. A staggering 700 accidents occurred for every 1,000 workers in the mines. At the end of February, when one group of workers was given rancid meat, they had finally had enough. The workers walked out on strike. Soon they were joined by thousands of their comrades. They formed a strike committee and demanded an 8-hour day, 30% wage increase, better food, and improved workplace conditions. At first, the company agreed to talk to the workers, but negotiations went nowhere. Troops were called in and arrested the entire strike committee. Workers rallied to demand the release of their leaders. A crowd of 2,500 striking workers gathered. The troops fired into the unarmed crowd, wounding an estimated 500 workers and killing more than 250. As outraged workers across the country learned of the massacre, a wave of workers' strikes and protests swept throughout Russia. On May Day, 300,000 workers marched in the streets for the 8-hour day. The gold miners continued their strike throughout the summer, but to no avail. Thousands eventually left the gold fields to find less brutal work elsewhere.